Welcome to Random Wikia, the day where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Thursday, February 13, 2020 is Women in the Spanish Socialist Workers' Party in the Spanish Civil War. Women in the Spanish Socialist Workers' Party in the Spanish Civil War were few in number, mainly as a result of the Spanish Socialist Workers' Party, Partido Socialista Obrero Español, PSOE's resistance to women's rights. The party had opposed the women's rights movement, seeing it as a bourgeois endeavor that interfered with their ability to work for labor rights. Despite warnings from prominent women about the problems related to this position, they reaffirmed it several times in the period prior to the dictatorship of Primo de Rivera. Maria Cambros, a socialist woman chosen by the government of Primo de Rivera to serve in 1927's Asamblea Nacional Consultiva, was the most important women's voice of her party in this period. The SOE engaged important feminists of the day but refused to commit to women's rights and suffrage. The SOE nominally supported women's suffrage when it was discussed in 1927, after Primo de Rivera gave women the right to vote via royal decree. The Second Republic came into being in 1931, with one of three prominent women, Margarita Nelken y Mansbergen, voted into the inaugural Congreso de Diputados as a representative of the SOE. Clara Campoamor Rodriguez and Victoria Quinciano, who had talked to the socialists in the previous period, won seats for other parties because of their dislike for the socialists' refusal to support women's rights. Kin and Nelken were aligned on the position that women's suffrage should be delayed, but Kin and Campoamor would dominate the women's suffrage discussion during the writing of the Constitution of the Second Republic. While Nelken may have opposed women's suffrage, her party overwhelmingly voted in support of women's right to vote. Venerenda Garcia Blanco, Marie Olgeric and Matilde de la Torre claimed three seats for women of the SOE in the 1933 elections, the first in which women could participate. The 1936 elections saw Julia Alvarez Rizano join Congress for the SOE. While the SOE increasingly believed in a militant approach to dealing with Spain's fascist right, it also actively reinforced traditional gender roles and voiced active opposition to increasing militancy on the part of leftist women. As a consequence, following the Asturian miners' strike of 1934 and the July 1936 start of the Spanish Civil War, socialist women were generally not involved as fighters on the front lines. Those socialist women who did want to fight had to join communist and anarchist units. The Civil War did not change the SOE's stance on women. The termination of the war would see Partido Comunista de España became the dominant clandestine political organization in Spain. It would not be until the death of Franco that the SOE would rise again to become the most prominent leftist party. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 04 UTC on Thursday, February 13, 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Women in the Spanish Socialist Workers' Party in the Spanish Civil War. This podcast is produced by Abulsmi Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDPod on Twitter. Abulsmi Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.